What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover everything going on in the Bitcoin ecosystem. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about new stuff happening across Bitcoin. This is a This Week in Bitcoin episode. So we're talking about main chain, Lightning, Stax, RSK, and Liquid. We got updates for you. So without further ado, let's just jump right in. It was kind of a slow week, but I got a couple for each category for the most part. So first and foremost, on Bitcoin main chain, there was one huge announcement that really has big implications, which is that Stripe, the payment processor, announced that they're allowing crypto onto the platform. And it wasn't just an announcement. They already have a lot of this infrastructure built and live, and they're doing a big, big, big push into crypto. So they announced this new push. If you go to stripe.com/usecases/crypto, you can see some of what this is doing. But they are now allowing, just with a simple API and a little widget on your website, you can connect to Stripe crypto, where you can accept USDC, USDT, Bitcoin, Ether, a bunch of cryptos from day one. They can either move from fiat into crypto super easily, or you can push from Bitcoin and pay someone in fiat. So they're going both ways. They have a huge global network. I think I saw the announcement said they're going to be in 180 countries at launch day, and you can push crypto into fiat in 45 currencies, fiat currencies, on day one. So it's hard to understate how big this could be. They have some partnerships with Magic Eden on day one, which is a big NFT marketplace that's kind of like number two behind OpenSea. So they're really going after trying to be this middleware layer, whether it's an exchange or a wallet, trying to get people from fiat into whatever token you want to buy, or you're on a service and maybe you want to accept Bitcoin, and then, you know, that converts into USD or USDC in your account, so you're safe and don't have the volatility. They're handling both sides of it, and they handle all the fraud, all the KYC, all that stuff. So it just abstracted and makes it safe for you, the provider, but also the consumer. So yeah, Stripe's a big, big, big player in this space, and the more, they have a pretty trusted brand name. So seeing them get this big into crypto with this announcement is huge. This is the stuff that, this is like peak build market bullishness right here, because a lot of this is going to be really, really helpful when things pick back up. All right, so that was the biggest news really in the whole update today. So after that one, if that one didn't interest you, feel free to just move right along. But one more update on the Bitcoin side. Bitcoin processed its 785 millionth transaction. So although Sam Bankman-Fried's doing all this bullshit, and the media's giving him puff pieces, Bitcoin continues to do its thing and just produce blocks every 10 minutes. So pretty great to see. All right, next up, we got a couple updates from Stax. Pretty slow, but two I saw, there was two big updates or two big votes that continue to go on right now. One is the Stax 2.1 upgrade, which I think has about 3 weeks left on that vote. And then the other is Alex, the DeFi platform, both on Stax, is doing a vote to change some of their emission schedules and some other small changes to the protocol. Both of those are live right now. And then second, if you're building a startup anywhere in the Bitcoin ecosystem and you want to secure funding and grow faster in this build market, Stax Ventures is definitely the place to be. And their application for the next cohort of the accelerator has till December 15th, so about 12 days left if you want to apply. So you can check that out at stax.ac. All right, next up, we'll move on to Lightning, where there's quite a few updates. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. the same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stack's smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stacks.org. Start.stacks.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stacks novice to teaching you Clarity, all the way to finding a job with a Web3 Stack startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stacks.org to start learning and building today.
Thank you to my sponsor as always. So jumping into the Lightning, there was three or four pretty interesting updates. First, there's a new website called lightningprivacy.com. And this is a working group of developers and researchers focused on making Lightning more private for the long term. So trying to find out things that they can work on and implement at the protocol layer to make Lightning more secure and private as it scales to the next billion users. So nice to see that. Next up, there was an update from Voltage, which if you don't know about Voltage, you can check them out at voltage.cloud. But they are Lightning and Bitcoin infrastructure. They're one of the bigger players when it comes to tooling and offering node infrastructure, especially for Lightning. And so they announced on Twitter, the CEO and founder put out the roadmap of what they'll be working on for the next year and a half or so. So I'll drop that in the description below. All right, next up, there's a standard called the Lightning Address. And this is a way that you can link a Lightning address, which is a bunch of strings and numbers that identify your wallet, to something more human readable, like an email address. And so there's a standard that is being attached to common websites. So for example, Cash App might be one where you can do jake@cash.app when you're inside of a Lightning wallet, and it would know to send to me, and it would just abstract away all the rest of it. So it'd be much easier to make sure you're sending it to the right person and not have to copy and paste or necessarily scan a QR code to make sure you're sending it to the right wallet. So it's a standard. It's ongoing. It's gaining momentum, though. I think as of right now, there's about 20 applications that are using the standard. So hopefully that continues to grow, because just like how the QR standard is making it super easy when you're on site somewhere to pay something, it's still pretty hard if you don't have that data to find the right person and know that it's going to the right wallet. So having something like a username or an address makes it so much more easy to make sure that it's going to the person you need. All right, next up for RSK, there was one big announcement. They have a partnership with Redstone. So Redstone is a data analytics platform where they provide you API endpoints to pull in on-chain data into your applications, which can be used to provide something on your DeFi platform. But also, this is really important when you're doing something like DLCs, where you have this two of three multisig, and one of those signers has to be an external data source. So now Redstone and RSK are partnered, and they'll be offering a bunch of that infrastructure to people building in that ecosystem. So that's exciting to see. And then last up with Blockstream, there was two announcements. One, Core Lightning, which is their version of a Lightning node, got an update to version 22.11. And it brings a couple updates. There's some speed and performance upgrades. And you can also now, with one command, you can install and uninstall plugins, which I guess was much more cumbersome before. And then last but not least, the Jade wallet, which is their hardware wallet, is going up in price from $50 to $65. So call it inflation, although I think they also mentioned that they're trying to use some more profits to invest in more infrastructure and hardware. So it's still one of the cheapest Bitcoin hardware wallets out there that has the functionality that it does. So it's got a camera to scan QR codes. It's got a screen if you want to be offer up QR codes and be able to scan to the device. Two-factor authentication, a ton. It's actually pretty advanced for its price point. The only downside is it only does Bitcoin and liquid assets. So if you're a more full-fledged crypto person, you still got to go with a Ledger, something like that. All right, and that's it. That is this update of This Week in Bitcoin. Besides the Stripe update, which is obviously the hugest, it's been pretty quiet. So I think builders are heads down getting stuff done, and they're waiting to announce stuff later on. But yeah, so that's it. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. I'll see y'all in the next episode.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about everything going wrong in my house.